Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 16th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. On Sunday, Australia announced it would fine X $610,500, that's about $384,000 US, for failing to disclose its efforts to combat child exploitation and comply with a national law that requires X to do so. X told Australian officials that its detection of child abuse material on the platform had fallen to 75% from 90% in the 3 months after Elon Musk bought the company, but that detection has since improved. Legal notices were also sent to Google, Discord, TikTok, and Twitch back in February, with Google getting a warning from Australia for an insufficient response. X can appeal the fine, but hasn't yet said if it will. In his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple is working on a lower-end version of the Vision Pro and pulling staff off of a project involving AR standalone glasses to help do it. Apple's reported price range is somewhere between $1,500 and $2,500 for the lower-cost version. Gurman's sources say that the company may remove the EyeSight external display that shows a user's eyes to bring the cost down and drop some external cameras and sensors. Apple's said to also be working on a second-gen Vision Pro that's smaller and lighter and considering how to put prescription lenses directly into the device, with the first-gen Vision Pro using lens inserts from optical component maker Zeiss. Gurman also says Apple is capable of updating iOS on an unsold iPhone that's even still in its box. A pad wirelessly can turn on the phone, run the update, and then turn it back off. Apple may start using the system at Apple stores before the end of the year. Starlink's satellite service Direct-to-Cell is on track to roll out SMS service starting in 2024, according to the company. Eventually, the system, which was first announced in August of 2022 in a partnership with T-Mobile, is meant to connect Internet of Things devices through the LTE standard, with T-Mobile setting aside some 5G spectrum for use by Starlink's second-gen satellites, and Starlink letting T-Mobile phones access its satellite network, giving the cell service provider near-complete coverage of the U.S. Spotify announced a new dedicated in-app merch hub with recommendations based on your listening habits. Previously, you could buy artist merchandise from individual profiles, the Now Plain View, and release pages. Now it's all in one place through a partnership with Shopify. Spotify is also reportedly set to launch a $20 per month super premium subscription tier that would come with lossless audio, AI playlists, advanced mixing tools, additional hours of audiobook listening, and a personalized offering called Your Sound Capsule. Earlier this year, Intel released the 6 GHz Core i9-13900KS CPU and now has an even faster 14th-gen desktop CPU, the i9-14900K, which takes advantage of a thermal velocity boost for optimum 6 GHz speed. Intel claims that while playing Starfield in 1080p, the 14900K is up to 23% faster than AMD's Ryzen 9 7950X3D and up to 50% faster while multitasking between After Effects and Premiere Pro. It can also reach over 100 frames per second in Total War Warhammer 3 while playing, streaming, and recording in 1080p with ultra graphic settings. The 149OOK arrives October 17th. NASA's Psyche, a 3-ton spacecraft mission launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Friday, beginning a 6-year trip to a metal asteroid belt that could offer insight into the formation of Earth and other planets. Psyche, the spacecraft, is named for an asteroid that NASA's been tracking for around 26 months. It'll cover around 2.2 billion miles with help from plasma engines. Resin-coated copper, known as RCC, allows circuit boards to be slim. Apple's been investigating using RCC in its chips, which would free up space in phones to allow for larger batteries or other components or just a smaller phone overall. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo's sources say that Apple has found the technology to be fragile, so it hasn't yet passed drop tests. Looks like it won't show up in iPhones until around 2025. Head of Mojang Studios, Helen Chang, announced during a live stream event that Minecraft has now sold more than 300 million copies, keeping its pace as the best-selling video game of all time. Grand Theft Auto V is in a pretty distant second place, with 185 million reported sales. Finally, Bethesda head of publishing, Pete Hines, has announced his retirement after 24 years at the company and just weeks after Starfield's quite impressive launch to begin what he calls an exciting new chapter. Bethesda is already in early work on titles like The Elder Scrolls VI and the upcoming Indiana Jones game from Machine Games. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.